Welcome back to A People's Guide to Publishing. I'm Joe Beal, the founder and CEO of Microcosm Publishing and Distribution. I'm also the author of A People's Guide to Publishing, which distills what I've learned from selling millions of books over the past 25 years.
I'm Ellie Blue. I'm the editorial and marketing director here at Microcosm. We are an independent midlist publisher based in Portland, Oregon. We have 14 employees, over 650 titles in print with 20 to 40 new books per year, and we distribute thousands of titles from other publishers.
We started this podcast so that we can share what we've learned with newer publishers so that you can learn from our mistakes.
Or perhaps you just want to better understand the publishing industry.
This week, we are going to talk about two new old books, and how that came to happen, and more importantly, why.
All right, what's the very beginning of this story?
Once upon a time, there was a young Joe, and young Joe read Odonian Press books, such as The American Presidency, or What Happened to JFK, or books of that nature, or Who Really Killed Martin Luther King, you know, and other such important books published circa 1992. And those books always had a 1 to 2 page chapter with a single illustration on the left side. And I was like, this is so infinitely digestible. It like shows you how interesting history is, and it makes it so you want to read more on the subject. So, having been largely inspired by that, I proposed to the Just Seeds Cooperative that they make a book called Firebrands that was essentially the same idea, but taking contemporary activists and making them into, you know, piece of art, story, left hand, right hand. And they were really into it. And come 2010, they finished their book, probably even prior to that, and we published the original edition of Firebrands. However, this is where the learning from our mistakes comes into it. So, you know, Just Seeds is an artist cooperative. They are, you know, great at making art all day long. So, you know, we figured they wanted to have control over their cover, and we said, great. You know, you guys are experts. And what they came back with looked more like an artist gallery catalog than a book cover was sort of the problem. And so, you know, even when you could show it to people and talk about it and explain the value proposition of the book, people were really sort of struggling to understand that book from that cover. And so, come 2017, we repackaged another book, originally Mark Twain Is Right, now 6 Days in Cincinnati. We made a whole episode about this. Just go back about 50 episodes and you'll find it. And how this book sold only like 300 copies in its original incarnation, and then we sold 3,000 in the first month of publication when we repackaged it with a new cover as 6 Days in Cincinnati, where we literally did nothing but put a new cover on it.
And actually the printer, the bindery that we had do that literally just pasted the new cover on top of the old cover, so the books had two covers.
Mildly embarrassing.
It was really confusing to, like, our distributor.
Mm-hmm. Much, much more annoying to the library wholesalers who deal in that level of minutia and data and, you know, like to get things correct when they're cataloging. So, you know, based on that success, we went back to Just Seeds and we were like, what do you think about putting a proper cover on this book? Because, you know, what happened in the meantime, so in 2010, you know, none of the popular books like this had come out yet. You know, Rad American Women came out years later, became a New York Times bestseller for a press, you know, the same size that we are. So that was really sort of shocking to be like, you know, and it had similar art, it had similar format, it had, you know, the very same people that are in this book, you know. So, you know, we knew there was a lot of potential, and if we were smarter, savvier, had better connections with binderies, we would have done this, you know, 5 years ago and probably gotten a lot more out of it. But, you know, here we are. And similarly, the book is having a lot of success. It doesn't come out until next month, so I guess we'll really find out then.
So literally, this is, we're releasing it as a new edition, but literally what happened is we sent all of the old edition to the bindery, they ripped off the cover this time, and they put on a new cover with, like, a much more clear design. It shows you six of the people in the book, it has a new subtitle that tells you it's activists you didn't learn about in school, but inside it's the same book, which, you know, will confuse some people, but also we'll sell through it quickly and then do a proper new edition.
And we have, you know, there's a new introduction in the inside cover, and there's eulogies for the people that have passed in the past 10 years on the back inside. We have French flaps, because, you know, we're a fancy publisher, as you probably know by now, so that's how fancy people live.
French flaps. French flaps are when it's a paperback, but it has, like, the little flap that you might associate with a hardcover dust jacket,
mm-hmm.
built into the paperback cover. We did that actually with two books at once. We did that with Firebrands, and then we also had an older book called Grow that came out in 2013. And the title Grow, at the time, like, every title in every store was like one word for a minute. We were following a trend. That was our first bad idea.
We were trendy, but not in a good way.
No, and so, you know, like, you see the title Grow, and it could mean anything. In this case, it meant grow your business, but really, or like grow your passion into a business. But really what it means to most people is cannabis now.
Oh, right. Yeah. At least we predated cannabis at that time.
Yeah, I know. This kind of came into being afterwards. But anyway, that book was ripe for a new cover. So, and the contents are actually really up to date. Like, I think there's like a couple of resource listings in the back appendix that are like out of date. But honestly, like, for a small business manual, a guide to like turning your creative hobby into a business, it's like really, you know, could have been written yesterday. And so we also ripped off the cover and put on a new one in a very similar vein to Firebrands. It shows six different people doing cool creative projects. You have a welder and a photographer and a screen printer and someone typing at a laptop. That's the one I relate to.
A jewelry maker.
And a potter.
Mm-hmm.
And we changed the title from Grow to Quit Your Day Job, which I feel like is like either totally perfect or completely awkward at this moment in history when everybody in the world is getting laid off and fired, but it is what it is. And, you know, honestly, I think a lot of people are reevaluating their careers right now. It's not the worst timing. And we also had the author create a workbook to come out with it. So we're releasing the workbook and the book at the same time. The workbook is coming back from the printer any day now. That one's being properly printed from scratch. We still do that.
Mm-hmm.
Are we gonna repackage any other old books?
I know, I was thinking about that when these came back and they looked so good. I mean, we haven't created concrete plans, sadly. So what the bigger publishers do, you'll love this, is when they make, like, comic books and then they do a rebind, what they actually will do is overprint the books, get the covers printed, and then, you know, sit on all those paper pieces, pages, we call them in publishing business.
Very technical.
And then they bind all, you know, they don't, there's just one printing, you know, they print enough for the floppy comic books and they print enough for the, you know, the graphic novel later, and then they just bind all those individual pages together at once. But, you know, we don't have places to store that amount of paper, and, you know, we're not the big publishers, you know, for another thing. That only really makes a difference when you're going from, you know, 10,000 to 20,000, or, you know, going, if you're going from really low numbers to intermediate numbers, like if you're going from printing 1,500 to printing 5,000, that makes, you know, that's the cost per copy is much, much less, so. But all that besides, yeah, we don't really know. It's more of a TBD.
I like the idea of planning to do it in advance someday rather than being like, how do we solve the mistakes of our past?
Mm-hmm. Right, right, yes. There's a bit of that opportunity as well.
But the moral of this episode is there are second chances in life.
Yeah, that's true.
Publishing.
That's true. And that puts a whole new meaning on that sticker we sell that says, I believe in second chances.
It's very on brand.
Four books.
We could just append four books to anything.
Mm-hmm. And you could write it in Sharpie on the end.
Four books. Well, that's it for books.
We'll see you next week.
For books.
When we talk about... You missed your line. Thanks for joining us once again.
Please send your questions to podcast@microcosmpublishing.com so we can answer them on future episodes.
And please give us 5 stars on iTunes and everywhere else that podcasts are reviewed.
You can find us on the internet at microcosm.pub.
On Twitter at microcosm.
On Facebook at microcosm publishing.
On Instagram at microcosm_pub.
And here in Portland, Oregon on North Williams Avenue.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful week.